Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Doug hates candy wrappers, screaming baby stickies. He's with 50 as a top of kernels in his teeth. There's still not one that he won't see. But Doug loves movies.
Hey everybody, my name is Doug and I love movies. This is Doug Loves Movies, coming to you from the UCB Theater in Hollywood. I almost said weird, but that's not fun. On Tuesday, April 10th, Two Oceans 12, and I had to wait for a second because I could tell there was people sitting on the floor right here when I came through the door, but it's so dark that I didn't want to step on you or push my chair into you. Great story. Since last I spoke, you listened. I did two comedy shows, stand-up shows in Appleton, Wisconsin at the Skyline Comedy Cafe. And it was last night, and there were lots of name tags at the first show, and Graham took down the first contestant, Andrea, whose name tag was a green lightsaber with her name on it. And she picked my five, and she didn't recognize, after all the clues, the movie Anchorman. With its awesome flute playing. Then, right, he plays a flute in that. Then someone named John came up on stage, and his name tag was written out in Legos, and he lost two, but then I said to Graham, you should karate chop his sign, and Graham did, and the Legos flew everywhere, and it was one of the funniest things ever. So we gave him the prize bag because we felt he looked like he was going to cry. He was a good sport. And then in the second show, we brought this dude named Carrie up on stage, but then a drunk guy, I can only hope he was drunk, in the audience, an older gentleman, yelled at me, "You were funnier in Barbados." and then I explained to the man that I've never been to Barbados, and he got thrown out, and... As he was being thrown out, someone noticed and then told me later that he had a small flag. Apparently, the flag of Barbados. So that guy was super into Barbados. Thought he saw me there. Tracked me down in Appleton, Wisconsin. Appleton, Wisconsin, man. Gets cray. So, from the corrections department, the rental car 10 episode, I say Mom and Dad Save the Universe, but the movie's actually called Mom and Dad Save the World.
I like two people said mentioned it to me on Twitter, but I'd still like to clear these things up for anyone that doesn't appreciate my inaccuracy. Now it's time for Watch This, Not That. The number one movie in the country is Hunger Games. You know how I feel about Hunger Games. The number two movie is American Reunion Pie. I bet you have a feeling how I bet you can guess how I feel about the American Pie movies. So watch Hunger Games, not American Pie, Reunion, Ghost Protocol. This has been Watch This, Not That. Don't forget, Portland, Oregon. Come to Douglas Movies tapings this weekend at Helium Comedy Club at 4:20 on Saturday and Sunday. And don't you forget, San Francisco, that Douglas Movies will be performed, taped on Thursday, April 19th at Cobb's at 8 o'clock with very special guests. And then we're going to do a countdown to 4:20 stand-up show over at the Punchline at 10:30. Yeah, I'm playing two different clubs in San Francisco on the same night because that's April 19th is like my Christmas Eve. And or New Year's Eve, I guess I could have gone with to be less religious about it. And Eugene, Oregon, the second annual 4:21 show at WOW Hall is happening on 4:21. And WOW and WOW Hall stands for Woodsman of the World. I like to tell that to people. Because WOW Hall just sounds like, you know, sounds like a silly name for a place. Turns out it's Woodsman of the World. Oh, shit. Now it's time for Tweet Relief, tweets about movies. At @Matt_C44 tweeted, just saw Wrath of the Titans. It's my favorite found footage movie yet. That was Sweet Relief tweets about movies. Let's see what's in the prize bag. Oh, there's some good stuff in here. This is again, doesn't really give away who the guests are. I mean, you know me. I brought my CD, as I always do, Professional Humoradian. I also brought my new friends, the band Sleeper Agent. I brought a copy of their CD, Celebration. And then also the good people at Action Fest that's happening this weekend in Asheville, North Carolina, gave me a program from last year, but also this book is pretty cool. This is... It's kick-ass creating the comic and making the movie. And because Action Fest, kick-ass, those two go together great. Also, here's a signed copy. Sarah Silverman isn't here tonight, but someone from Sarah Silverman program is here and brought a copy of the script and signed it. And then this is a crazy one. I'm going to have this guy explain this to me a little bit more, but it's some sort of Dodger dugout club magazine, but then also a VIP opening day post-game party pass. But I don't know if this already happened, right? So I don't know how good of a gift that is or why. But then on the even weirder spectrum, you can get keychains, two keychains. One is Jesus and one is Buddha. That one of the other guests brought. So please help me in welcoming to the stage Ricky Lindholm, Brett Gelman, Shane Moss, and Steve Agee. Yeah. So, hi, Ricky.
Hi.
Garfunkel of Garfunkel and Oates.
What's up? I brought cupcakes.
You brought cupcakes. Yeah, I didn't have them in the bag because that wouldn't have worked out so good. Can I open them?
Can we
see what kind of? They're from Southern Girl.
Tell us more about them.
Southern Girl desserts. Oh my God, they smell so good.
Whoa, those look really good.
Yeah, get the dirty air on them.
That's ridiculous. There's six of them. Yeah, I'm gonna and that just to add a little bonus, I'm gonna sneeze on them, just for you guys. The coconut one the coconut smell really jumps out.
Oh, it's teasing me.
Yeah, it's really good. All right, let's close it back up. But anyway, free plug, even though these were paid for, free plug for Southern Girl desserts. Yeah, there you go. Shane Moss is here, everybody. Hey, Shane, what's going on? You were on... You're on one of the infamous, really lengthy shows that I did in Austin, Texas.
It was bad. We can say that. It was real bad.
Bad isn't really the right word for it, but you and I were certainly the two people on stage trying to make it humorous in some way, and we had some, you know, they're friends of mine, so I don't want to talk too much shit about them, but...
Who was it?
It was just long.
It was long, but also I used some, you know, local radio personalities in Austin who are friends of mine and who I enjoy a great deal, and we did two shows, and the first day was a mix of radio people and comedians that I knew that were in town, and I thought that was a pretty good show, but then the next day, Sean walked into a, you know, a bear trap of a show.
It's Shane. I saved the show that day. You couldn't even remember my name, and I saved that damn show.
You should just smash Shane Moss together and just call yourself Shaws.
Yeah.
Shaws or something like that. It'd be easier.
Yeah,
no
one gets my first or my last name right ever, so you don't have to.
I got it right a couple of times.
You usually do.
Let me ask Brent Gelman what he thinks about when people get your name wrong. What do you think about that, Brent?
It's a great exercise in forgiveness. I immediately am filled with violent rage for like a second, and then I take a breath and I let it go, and I like the person even more because they're flawed just like me. And that is the mental process I go through when a fucking idiot hears me say Brett. But because they're so involved in their own stupid, boring lives, they think I said Brent, and they weren't truly listening to me. And that is why I'm a narcissist.
It's a seminar you could hold about narcissism.
Was that good?
Yeah, you don't need to put your microphone down.
No, I know.
You're going to have to talk again.
Yeah, then nobody can hear me in
cyber world. Do you have any specific beard goals at this point? Because you're really building up a nice one.
Yeah, to trim it this week.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm not like all about, you know, my beard identity.
You weren't trying to get ready to do your own
people always try
version
to
of Fiddler, Tevye or something.
I would love to do that, though. I would love to play Tevye. No, but people always try to strap some sort of beard identity onto me, and it's just like I just haven't shaved. I know, but I'm not manipulating any situation, I swear. But I did do a couple jobs where they did not want me to trim it, so it went from nice to Unabomber in
a week. It's very castable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sexy though.
Yeah. Your beard could get
you.
It's either gonna get you some roles or lose you some roles. You know,
I didn't really
know. I think they don't tell you the roles that it loses you.
Right.
You know, like oh my god, I thought that guy was gonna fucking take a shit in the middle of the floor. I couldn't wait to get him out of here. Funny, yeah, but I don't want kids to have a traumatic experience when they see him on screen. Not that they would. I've been told that I'm very likable.
Let's go back to that. Steve Agee is here, everybody.
Yep. Beard and all.
Yeah, you got to like it.
This is for a movie.
It is?
Yeah.
A movie beard?
Yeah, Jeff Garland called me like a month ago. He's like, I'm doing a movie and you're going to be in it. Don't shave for 2 months. So I'm not shaving. And I'm finding I have a lot of gray. And also that this is about as much as it's
going
to grow.
You got like three or four colors going on there.
Yeah.
You got a really interesting
thing. Oh, no, I had ate spaghetti earlier, too. That's marinara. Okay.
I didn't know people had beard goals. I didn't know that was a thing that like, if I were to look around and didn't know you guys, I'd be like, oh, I'm surrounded by three homeless guys, not three goal-oriented people.
Oh, yeah. My goal is at some point in time look like a real beard, and I haven't gotten there yet, and I've been around for 72 years, so...
And we're far from homeless. We've got a lot of money.
Yeah.
Let's all take a fucking field trip to the ATM. Show you guys my bank statement. And then I'll kill myself.
What is this movie, Steve? What is this part in this movie?
I don't know. I just play a dude with a beard as far as
he just really wanted you to be a bearded version of you.
Yeah.
Okay.
What if there's a nude scene or something and you don't know about it?
Well, then I better grow this really fast. cover up a lot of horrible shit that's going on below the chin.
That's why he asked you to start growing.
Maybe it is. Holy shit.
He wants you to ZZ Top all the way down to the end of that thing.
I wish I could, man.
Speaking of nude scenes, Ricky.
What?
You told me you have to do one.
Yeah, in like 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
So which is why I can't eat any of those cupcakes. It makes me really sad.
And that's why you're like walking around in every day.
I know. It's so boring. Working out is so hard and it's so boring. I don't like it. I don't know
totally.
How girls... I don't know how the girls... I don't get it.
I know. Those kids who just got their heads chopped off by a warlord yesterday should shut the fuck up. Stop whining.
They probably should have exercised more and they could have got away.
Oh my God.
We should.
So mean.
I'm kidding. Working out is hard. Look at my body.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not that bad. Sorry.
It's not bad.
Yeah, I'm doing the full Monty. I'm doing the whole, yeah.
Yeah, but it's
really scary.
It's in a humorous movie though, right?
Yeah.
So they probably it won't be that bad probably, right? It won't be like.
Are there gonna be like kazoos coming out of your? I don't know.
Out of my vagina. Yeah,
that's what I imagine a humorous.
Kazoos or kazoos?
Kazoos. Did I say kazoos?
You might have. That's the guy from the Flintstones.
It's the girl it's the
great,
kazoo.
It's the great kazoo.
Hello, dum dum.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what.
I'd rather. It's way weirder if kazoos came out than kazoos.
That's what I mean. Yeah, a few of them flew out.
I did just say kazoos. Oh boy. And K's and G's sound weird to me, I guess. I screw them up.
But did you
it's
know
like
that
being colorblind?
Did you know that Garfield and Oates have a song where they use kazoos?
No, I didn't know that. Actually.
Yeah, it's called "Fuck You."
Wait a second.
It is.
It's like I just set him up or something.
Yeah. Yeah. People don't know how to play them though. They think you blow into them, but you don't. You hum into them.
You hum, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you naked in a comedy movie? That's what I want to know. Like that, naked ladies aren't hilarious to me. They're like naked guys are funny, and then naked ladies are like sexy.
Well, this is like inappropriate nudity.
Oh, okay.
And it's like a family situation where I'm not supposed to be naked, so that's why it's funny.
Ah, okay.
I just wanted
to spoil your future movie.
Why are you doing this part? Was Malin Ackerman busy?
That's what I was thinking.
She
when
just
I read
gets
it,
naked
like,
all the time.
She,
you know, she's the comedy actress who's also naked most of the time.
Well, now it's me.
Okay,
so watch
the
out.
The torch has been passed.
I don't think all naked guys are all naked guys funny. Michael Fassbender, did you laugh when
he's,
you saw
no.
it?
No, I felt shame
giant
when I saw
that,
it.
I know
that penis.
Oh my God!
I've had dreams about that penis. Just the penis. Yeah.
One person's dream is another person's nightmare.
Yeah.
Did you you really liked the size of
yes,
that penis?
Yes, I did. I really appreciate
but that's what,
everything
we tell
about
dick,
that penis.
We tell dick jokes and not vagina jokes so much is the point.
Right.
Like
no,
we
totally.
Laugh
no,
at
I
guys
know what you're saying.
Stuff.
No, I was
yeah,
kidding.
I don't know.
I just wanted to bring up Michael Fassbender's giant cock.
I tell vagina jokes.
Yeah. Yeah, when has an exposed vagina ever been a punchline? Like, has that ever been a funny scene in a movie where you see a vagina?
Malin Ackerman, when she did that Ben Stiller movie, she pulls down her pants and has those like big blonde pubes that just pop out, and then she pees on him.
It was always funny. It was always
that was hilarious.
It was always funny in the movies in health class when you were in high school. That was really funny.
Yeah.
This is the vulva.
It seats four comfortably. let's just go down the line really quick. So Steve brought the script. That was an awesome thing to bring. And Brett brought the Dodger thing.
Yeah, I was at the opener today. I'm not really a baseball fan, but I was there with somebody who had amazing seats.
And so you wanted to give people
and I wanted
your
to make
memory.
People feel bad.
Like,
they
here's what
there.
I did today, now you can have
any
it.
Any Dodgers fans
the
in the audience.
The stuff I'd throw in the garbage on my way home.
Yeah.
Is now in the prize
hey, what's,
bag.
Hey, what's trash to me is treasured to one of these people, right?
Whenever I play I'm in kidding. South Dakota, there's TV ads for a thing called Benson's Flea Market. And their theme song is "One Man's Trash is Another Man's Treasure."
Exactly.
Benson's Flea Market.
No, I would keep it. I would keep it. But I thought it would be nice, you know, for any baseball fans out there, Dodgers fans.
Why don't you give him your sweaty hat?
Well, that's a different kind of fan.
It's a nice baseball hat.
That's a way too eager Brett Gelman fan.
And Shane brought the keychains of Jesus and Buddha.
Those are
awesome.
Yeah, should
I make
up a story?
Don't you have like a CD or something?
Yeah, I do have a CD. And
yeah,
I
that would have been good.
I never remembered
what's it called? Is it called Jesus and Buddha keychains?
No, it's called Jokes to Make My Parents Proud. And they don't make them proud at all. You just booked me for this today, and so I needed to come here, and then also I need to stop for gas.
Gas and prize bag stuff, yeah.
Afterwards, I can make up a better story if you'd like, but is what actually happened.
No, that's awesome.
And then I saw, well, as I was checking out, because you said bring trinkets, so I was like, oh, those are trinkets. And they were like really cheap, so I bought them.
Yeah, I just haven't settled on the right word to say. Like when I say swag, that just sounds like I want you to bring something that you got for free, which is can be a good thing sometimes.
So I screwed up.
Not all the time, Brett, but sometimes it's a good thing.
Tell people to bring their merch. Bring their own merch.
Yeah, bring your own merch, but then some people don't have merch.
Yeah.
You know,
so I have merch. I could bring merch.
What do you sell?
Huh?
What do you sell at your... Where do you sell stuff? Do you just hang out outside of places where your work is being shown and
fake
people's homes?
Gelman beards, fake beards made out of my pubic hair. So
you know what? Put the microphone down. I don't know what I was thinking earlier when I told you to pick it up.
No, do
well,
I?
There's
have
not
merch?
Many
I
of them,
merch.
So they're
yeah. You
they're
don't have
considered
merch.
A
you'd know if you have merch.
Sought yeah, after
Steve
item.
Doesn't have any. No.
I have a CD, chose not to bring it. Instead, I thought I'd bring hope into people's lives. With,
that's some serious
Jesus
merch.
Buddha. Jesus, I hear Jesus does like lots of good things. Throw it on your keychain, you'll drive safe or something like that. And then Buddha, if you're into going to hell.
You got the name of your CD, so that got you got the plug in either way. Yeah. That's the important thing. And you also you're also helping out Southern Girl Desserts by bringing the cupcakes, Ricky.
Yes, because Shane did not give those to me backstage. I did not forget to bring anything.
She forgot to bring stuff. Yeah, I was telling her last week Kay McCucci brought their entire collection. It was an awesome prize to give people. And this week Ricky just shows up and she's just like, I've been hiking a lot. I've got to be naked in the movie.
So would you like me to explain your gift?
Yeah, I would.
I was driving and I was like, I got a Jesus and a Buddha keychain for these people. And I felt a little bad about that because Jesus is all about guilting people and whatnot. And so then I was like, people love cupcakes. That's way better than Jesus. So then I got those. And Jesus is better than cupcakes.
It works out nice when somebody brings too much stuff.
I gave them to her, but
yeah,
they're really
else.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Yeah, Kate's more thoughtful than I am.
I also have a pass to the VIP party that was on the field after the show.
Yeah, that's already happened.
That already happened.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Is
but
all
hey,
this stuff happened today.
Ever hear of lying? Yeah, I went to this. It was fun.
I bet I have a receipt in my wallet from something I bought earlier. if that's what we're doing now.
Have you been to the movies lately, Brett Gelman?
Have I been? I haven't been to a film in a bit. What was the last movie I saw? Holy
we'll
shit.
We'll come back to you. Steve Agee?
The last movie I saw was 21 Jump Street.
Okay, back
that was
to
the
Brett,
last movie I saw.
Brett.
That was the last movie I saw.
Really fucking funny.
It is.
Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah, I laughed my ass off.
Yeah, I liked it a lot.
Chris Parnell. He was amazing.
Dr. Spaceman?
Chris Parnell was...
He plays Dr.
Was
Spaceman.
Was it Dr. Spaceman? Was that his? Oh, yeah, of course.
Dr. Spaceman.
Yeah. That whole...
But Tracy R. Morgan always goes, Dr. Spaceman!
Right.
I fucking love it. Tracy, you are going to die when you hear who I'm dating. So funny. I see it. They show that episode every time I'm on a plane for some reason.
Yeah.
But 21 Jump Street,
we've already, you know, I wish I could it's not in the top two anymore, but I've been telling people to watch it instead of pretty much anything
else. What's in the top two?
Right now it's Hunger Games and American Pie.
Oh, you liked the new American Pie.
I did not.
Oh.
Top two at the box office.
Oh, top two at the box office.
Not my opinion.
Right. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Maybe the top two movies, in my opinion, this year are 21 Jump Street and The Gray. I'm just kidding. I haven't seen The Gray yet. But, no, The Raid is the best movie.
Yeah.
The Raid
I heard that's
yeah,
great.
It's amazing. Yeah, but guy that sells me weed saw it, and he was happy that he did.
Yeah. Happy that he saw it, or happy that he sold
you
weed?
I have when I go into the dispensary. You guys like, I saw The Raid. I was like, yeah. He was like, yeah. So what do you want, like an eighth of the tangerine?
Yeah.
It'd be pretty weird if he sold you The Raid. If the weed was called Raid. It was named The Raid.
Redemption.
The weed was...
Raid Redemption. That is a good name for weed.
I keep saying there needs to be a strain of weed called the Benson Interruption.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
I
like
that. I say that a lot.
Yeah.
And,
it should be an indica.
Yeah.
You should just smoke it and just pass out. Oh, fucking Benson Interruption.
I never know which
my
kind
night
is
was going
which.
Good. You know, the sativa's more of an up mm-hmm. kind of thing, and indica can be make you sleepy.
I just trust the girl at my store. She's like, how do you want to feel? I'm like, good, I guess. She's like, okay, well.
I want to feel not creeped out by people like you.
Yeah.
That's what you got to say next time.
Yeah. It's like recommending a wine. You know, you always go, oh, that sounds good. Yes, I do like them.
Yeah. I like yeah. it when it has a good nose.
Yeah. I like oaky ones. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oaky ones are the shit.
Yeah.
Do you find, though, when you're
shitty
in
ones
this...
are the oak. Yeah.
Do you find when you're in the store, though, and you have too long of a conversation about the weed that it kind of makes you want to quit smoking weed because you feel like an idiot?
Yeah, I don't get into yeah. it too much. Like, they always bring out the you know, the things that you can look at it through a microscope or whatever.
Right.
And they open it up and you know, and you smell it and stuff. And I'm always just like, I just fake my way through all that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you about this weed right here. Is it going to get me high? And then they go, yeah, that'll get you high. And I'm like, perfect. Shopping is over.
Yeah.
What have you seen lately, Sean?
It's Shane again. That's okay. I know you did that one on purpose. By the way, I've been smoking George Bush Kush lately. That's what my last little vial called the weed. It's very
sounds
medical
vile.
Sounding.
What a weird thing to name weed after George Bush.
George Bush.
Just because it rhymes with Kush?
I guess so.
It lulls you to sleep while it attacks Iraq.
I think it's like, screw you, George Bush. You wouldn't like this happening right now.
Oh, yeah. It's in your face. We named it after you because it would bother you that we did.
Yeah. It's like that Santorum dildo I'm coming out with. But I recently saw on my flight in from Canada the other day, I saw Sherlock Holmes 2, and that was fine.
Game of Shadows.
Yeah, it was pleasant.
It was a pretty shadowy game.
It was fine. And then I started watching a little bit of the superheroes documentary, and I liked it a lot, but I fell asleep.
A documentary about real
Bush.
Ones?
Yeah, the superheroes. It's actually called Superheroes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I watched
it's
that.
It's about real people that fight crime?
Yeah. And some of them are like real sad people, and then other ones. So it's like a little bit King of Kong, and then some of the guys are like, I kind of respect that guy's attitude with life. But I fell asleep and I was on the George Bush Kush, so I didn't get through it. I haven't been to an actual movie theater since even before the last time I was on, which was months ago. So it's still Thor was the last movie that I've seen in a
Keep
theater.
Keep us updated about if you ever
so
do go
bad.
To a theater again.
Yeah, I might. Right. One of these days. I'm going to...
When you can watch one of those beautiful airplane screens, why would you fuck around with anything else?
Yeah, exactly. I'm going to see the Batman and the Hobbit for sure this year, and that's my two. I don't.
I wish
like
that was
movies.
One movie.
Batman versus the Hobbit.
The Batman and the Hobbit.
Because that's the only way you can really get me excited about The Hobbit.
Really?
As if the Batman's also going to be there.
But you like The Lord of the Rings.
You fucking hobbits.
You're not excited about The Hobbit? I'm sorry. I'm not up to date with your Hobbit views.
I'm just like, I think the Lord of the Rings movies are all great. Like, they're really well done. And, that, you know, but I don't like, for instance, I'm not a, like, a Game of Thrones person. I don't watch that.
Like, I'm just like not. Games of Thrones.
Something about medieval stuff and fantasy and that is like, it's not a genre I rule out. It's just like probably my absolute least favorite.
All right. Fair enough.
And that's after fucking war movies and movies about ladies.
So
my favorite fantasy movies are the ones that have lots of ladies in them.
Is war better or worse than lady movies?
It's worse because it generally doesn't have ladies in it.
Oh, okay.
That's how my whole thing maps out. Like, the more you get away from ladies, when you get into a bunch of hobbits on a quest and there's no ladies, that's when I'm least interested.
Okay.
But on the other hand,
well, Games of Thrones has lots and lots of titties.
It does, but they're so dirty. Like, if
dirty
they would just
titty.
If they would just bathe once in a while and not have all those weird scabs
so
and shit.
So you saw like a bunch of
snob.
Elven ladies washing their titties in the middle of The Hobbit. That'd be gold star time.
But I was going to say, on the other hand, Glengarry Glen Ross is the most exciting movie to me that doesn't have any ladies in it. That's as good as a man movie can get, in my opinion. Yeah.
Oh, I saw something awesome. I actually rewatched it recently. This just popped into my head, and everyone needs to see it. No one's ever heard of it. Ever heard of the documentary Cat Dancers?
No.
It's amazing. There you go.
Cat Dancers.
I want to know. Gelman seems intrigued also. Is it cats who dance or
it's these
dancers who act like cats?
It's these weirdo this one really flamboyant gay man who is a ballerina, but back then you couldn't be gay, and so he like married this other ballerina lady, and then they do this ballerina act and like gymnast stuff around everywhere, and then they get old and they can't do it anymore and make as much money, and so someone gives them like a lion to like bring into their show.
What?
And so then they just start buying all these
lions. Spoilers.
No, this is just the beginning.
Yeah, and then it's called Cat Dancers.
They just start buying all these lions and they don't know a goddamn thing about lions. And so then the guy's like, there's a quote, this is in the beginning, the guy's like, well, so then we realized that New York City studio apartment probably wasn't the best place to keep four lions. Like, come on, this far. It's amazing.
Seems like that movie should have been called Oops.
Lots of, yeah. It's really, really good.
That is not a good decision.
Yeah. The movie's full of really bad decisions, and it's hilarious.
Then again, and right it, in the subway, yeah, you're too great. Different.
And there's no titties.
I'm in.
Sorry.
You don't have to. No, that sounds sexy enough for me. I'm good. I don't just need boobs.
Clean titties.
Titties, though. One of the ballet dancers
boobs.
Is...
Yeah.
I'm sure you get some nice lion titties. Right?
Ricky, please.
What?
Say, just start talking.
I saw the Muppets.
You saw the Muppets just recently?
Just recently, yeah.
And did you have fun?
Yeah, Kate and I had a slumber party, and we had cookies and milk.
You guys are so adorable that somebody needs to put pillows on your faces.
We were in a hotel, really hard. And we had cookies and milk delivered to the room, and we watched the Muppets and loved it.
I think I would love it too if I was watching it in a hotel room with you guys.
You gotta sound, yeah. We like to make an event out of everything.
But it wasn't like you didn't sit there like staring at every moment. You like were having fun with each other and joking around about it.
Dipping
stuff.
Our cookies.
Yeah.
Laughing.
Oh,
what? Back up.
Doing girly stuff.
Practicing nude scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, with your dirty
now
titties.
Now you come in the room and act awkward.
Practice in front of her. She can tell me which angle not to stand at. I probably will.
Girls are so great with looking at like seeing each other naked.
Naked. Yes. Bazoo.
Naked.
or whatever I said earlier.
Naked.
But on a totally real note, this is going to be kind of gross, but what do you do if you have your period and you have to do a nude scene? That's the thing that's been plaguing me at night. Because I think it's going to line up.
Why wouldn't production like give you a call and be like, where are you at?
In your cycle.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean?
But does it really get that bad?
If you show up that day.
It could be a problem.
You know, I have something interesting about that. I was just reading about during.
Oh, those in-flight magazines.
Listen, I read a lot about the female cycle, everybody. No, there's they've done all these tests, and during ovulation, women there, when you're about to ovulate, your waist size shrinks a half an inch, and your breasts become more symmetrical, and your skin clears up. And so if you can time that when you have to do the nude scene.
I will call the producer and let them know when I'm ovulating.
Yeah, they did. That's
how do you
true.
Know when you're ovulating?
Is that your experience?
First of all, you walk with a limp. And
do you have to be fully nude, like full frontal nude?
Yeah.
Like no bottoms either?
If you get your period, I suggest going to the director or producers that morning going, I had an idea. My character get shot in the crotch.
Can my character have a tea bag in her vagina that she's just saving for some other time?
Oh, bloody vagina.
Hey, how about this? How about I wear my underwear or I fucking kill you?
Or you could time your ovulation. It might seem like more reasonable. It's 10 days after you're done menstruating.
So if you
change your pill.
I can't believe Dr. Sean Maas is here.
Yeah.
Or just take off your robe.
Dr. Sean.
Listen. This is very important information to know. Women ovulate 10 or 11 days after menstruating, and 5 days before that, that's how long sperm can live in the system. So women tend to start getting hornier and hornier until they ovulate, because their body goes, I want a baby. And so they start like looking better and everything. So it's a great time to take a lady on a date or whatever, you know, when she's gonna, so she's hornier
so
then.
Our boobs become asymmetrical after that? You said they're
more
symmetrical?
Symmetrical, yes.
And then they just change shape after that, and
how like when you're like when you PMS and you start bloating and everything like that, like every woman.
Like 10 days after what?
After my uterine wall shape. Like
you have to go up to a girl.
Yeah. Let me write this down.
You have to go up to a girl and be like, "So when'd you last bleed?" And then.
Okay.
And then it's 10 days
after. Let me preface this by saying I'm in this for me.
5 days after.
When did you bleed?
Yeah. Yeah. When did you bleed?
I'm talking about
5 days after that, they start getting revved up, and then for 5 days. It's a subconscious thing,
so
but they've done all sorts of
studies.
If you want
to have a one-night stand, you should ask the girl if she's ovulating. Then it's more likely.
But she won't know. Yeah,
it's
you should always ask her when was the last time you bled, because she'll know that.
Which is a great pickup line for a one-night stand. Hi. Look, first off, I'm not a serial killer. Second off, are you ovulating right now?
Could you have worn those white pants 5 days ago?
And it's also great. I love a one-night stand where I'm at the most risk of getting the girl I'm having the one-night stand with pregnant. That's awesome.
Wear a condom, you
That's
maniac.
Fantastic. Well, condom's great.
What, you're just going raw dog on one night stands?
Of course
no, I'm not.
Well, I'm in a relationship now, but when I was single, boy, no. No, but condoms break.
All right. Well,
yeah.
They disappear,
I mean.
Oh, I don't know. I fucking forgot to buy them. Oh, well.
Yeah. I don't advocate any of this risky behavior.
Okay, well, I appreciate that. I appreciate the disclaimer, and we got to move on because we're running really late after all that intense movie talk. But that was an insider movie conversation, because that is interesting. Like, you know, like they had to know, like Julianne Moore in Shortcuts, that scene where she's got a bush hanging out for like 10 minutes. Like, you know, they must have talked to her about the possibility of that happening, right?
She's a redhead, though, so it doesn't
matter. I don't know if they think of it.
Also, how about this? I'll say this. Periods are not disgusting. They're a natural thing that happens to the woman's body.
I agree.
Nice. I mean, it's not like a nosebleed, is it? Like, you have like a little bit of time, like once you unclot the... Like, you'd be like, I think if you got to shoot, you could just be like, pop it out for a second, and then you just...
It is like a nosebleed. It is like a nosebleed. You just have to put it up in the air.
Okay.
You just have to get that vagina...
So I'll just be inverted, above your... and then I'll hold it in while I'm shooting.
Yeah, like...
Yeah, hold it in.
No, like how dudes ask for...
I hope the director goes, can you hold it in?
Yeah.
I hope that's what the director says.
How guys have fluffers, you could have a leg holder while you stand on your hands.
Oh, my God. Or someone just underneath me with a bucket.
That's like the opposite of the movie Carrie.
Yeah.
The bucket's on the ground.
Full circle, we're back to movies.
I feel like you guys take my good ideas and then add like buckets and leg holdings to them, and then it sounds crazy.
Hey, does anyone hunger for games?
I do.
We only have time for one now, but it's the one. It's the Leonard Maltin game. If you guys could, does anybody have a name tag in the audience? Oh, there's quite a few. If you guys could go grab whoever you want to play for. Oh, Girl Scout cookies, that's a sneaky approach. Oh my God, those are tasty. If it were up to me, I would totally pick that. Yeah. Ricky's already back in her seat with hers. She's got a Zach the Block.
It's not a good one.
This is played before, right? Oh,
oh. Sorry.
Watch it. Careful.
But like
Attack the Block is now a Zach the Block.
Yep.
And your name's not a Zach. It's just Zach, right?
Can't we call him a Zach?
We can. Let's call him a Zach.
Yeah. Like, it's like a Z's, but a Zach. I like it.
Oh, no.
All right. What are you? Oh.
Oh.
Look at that.
I should call her and ask her what she did during
that
shoot.
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous.
She had her period.
Hustler Magazine with an interview with me in it.
Really?
Jordan's baseball.
It's mostly...
Oh, my gosh.
It's really weird. It's like they took these pictures of me with this weird little... this weird little dwarf thing. And then like a Santa outfit, but with...
Because I know this is the picture you guys wanted out of the me bag. To show out of this magazine.
All right, so who are you playing for? Who's the name of the person who brought the magazine?
It's Bobby LeBounty. Is that right? Bobby LeBounty. That's an awesome name, isn't it? LeBounty? I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, we try not to bring last names into it. But.
Oh, really? Oh, I forgot about that.
Brett Gelman.
Sorry, Bobby LeBounty.
Brett Gelman grabbed the cookies.
Yeah, I grabbed the cookies.
I know where he works as well.
We've got 3 minutes to play this game, so let's stay on track.
Tara.
Cal for me.
Cal with a hat that says pick me on it.
Yeah,
and
so I did.
The colors of the hat, those are the international colors for I smoke weed, right?
Rasta,
the
man.
Rasta look, yeah. All right, cool. Let's just, I just have to decide who we're going to start with. Let's start with Ricky and go to Steve. And then to Brett and Shane, because I think that's the order of most recently played. And those people tend to know how to play better than those who haven't played recently. Austin was like, how long ago was that? It was like last summer, right?
That was October.
October. It's, you know, that's my summer.
That was November.
It was November, you're right.
Yeah,
it wasn't, summer at all.
It was early November.
It wasn't even Indian summer. It was like...
It was early November. It was a nice night.
It was not summer. All right, Ricky, you get to pick category.
Okay.
It's Steven Seagal's birthday today. So, yeah, the films, not the movies, the films of Steven Seagal. At Dustin Coriel, Coreale, suggested Don't Stop Bereavin'. And that's movies that have funerals in them. And then at Mr. Stephen Pike suggested Seinfeld, which is movies that have a cast member from Seinfeld in them. What do you want? Seagal, funerals,
Don't Stop Bereavin'.
Don't Stop Bereavin'. This movie has a funeral in it at some point. It's from 1994. Leonard gives it 3 stars. He calls it delightful. And he also says that...
It's fun.
It has a funeral in it.
I'll give you one more thing. Okay. It has a fine ensemble. Yeah, it's delightful. It has a fine ensemble. It's fun. And there are, speaking of ensemble, he lists 13 names.
Ooh. I can name it in 12 names.
That's a great opening bid. We go to Steve Agee.
Let's say eight.
Eight is what he said. Brett?
Zero.
Oh, wow. Yeah, do you know what to do here, Sean?
Name it.
You know you can go to negative names, right?
Yeah. I'm definitely not.
Shane doesn't want to chance it, so he says name it.
Four weddings and a funeral?
That's correct.
Boom. Woo!
Is it Tara or Tara that brought the cookies?
Tara.
Tara, okay. I'll get it wrong every time.
Good luck, cookies.
Congratulations, but nicely played all around. Everybody did what they were supposed to do, and I appreciate that. So this time we'll start with Ricky again, but okay. we'll go straight at Shane from Ricky. And Ricky gets to pick a category between these options. Would you like four-letter movie titles like SWAT, Paul, Milk, Spun? That's all the examples I can think of. In theaters now, that's movies that are in theaters now. Or Razzie winners, that's movies that have won the Razzie for worst, or in their case, I guess, best worst movie of the year.
Razzie winners.
Okay. Would you like a Razzie winner from 88 or 99?
99.
The 1999 Razzie winner, Leonard gave it 1.5 stars, so he likes it better than the Razzies did, but certainly not by much. He calls this movie leaden in every way. And you can hear the banter landing with a thud every few minutes. So particularly mean, but then 1.5 stars. You'd think that would be a bomb. But anyway, 1999. And what was the category again? Oh, won the Razzie. Mm-hmm. And there are, so Leonard's pretty much in agreement with the Razzies, and there are 7, 8, 9, 10 names. So how many names do you think you can get it in?
9 names.
I'll go 8.
Shane says 8. Brett?
7.
7.
7.
Yes, into the microphone, please.
6.
Name that movie.
Oh.
Fuck.
I love how you giggle. I love how you giggle after you say it.
Name it.
All right, your 6 names are Sophia Eng.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Musetta Vander. Something like that. Frederic Vanderwall. She was a
doesn't matter.
Victoria's Secret girl, I think. Bai Ling.
Oh, you know she's Bai Asian.
Ling. Yeah.
I'm guessing.
M. Emmett Walsh.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, and that was 5. How many did he get?
6.
You get 6 names? Ted Levine.
Well, what the fuck is this movie?
Put the lotion in the basket.
Yeah, well, I know who he is.
Is he a Rupert Fuck girl?
So, yeah, they're all in this movie that got a Razzie for the worst movie of 1999.
I don't know.
No idea?
No, should I guess?
Sure. Guess some shitty movie.
Freddie Got Fingered.
The rest of the names are Selma Hayek, Kenneth Branagh, Kevin Kline, and Will Smith.
Wild Wild West.
Wild Wild West.
Oh.
So the point goes to Ricky. Yay, Ricky.
I give that movie 2 stars.
You give it 2 stars?
Yeah, I give it 2 stars.
So generous. It is it's watchable because it's so crazy weird how like
I
how
also
racist
like,
Kenneth Branagh's character is in it.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
like, you coon, and like he's just saying all these racist shit right to a guy's face who's standing there with guns on his hips.
And then Kevin Smith's story about that with the spiders. I don't know if you ever heard that.
Like, no, we don't have time for it either.
Sorry.
Let's all Google that.
Google it.
Check it out later. So Ricky challenged Steve, and then he got it wrong. So we'll start with Brett and then go to Steve.
Okay.
Brett, would you like to play? These are some heavy categories. Requiem for a Bean, That's movies where Sean Bean dies.
Okay.
Or Sean Bean or Shane Bean, if you prefer. Rocky movies, that's movies that where an earthquake happens at some point during the film.
Right.
And then at Werter, W-I-R-T-E-R, he suggested Host Protocol, and that's movies where someone has a party.
Holy shit.
Someone that's really has funny. A party.
That's funny.
I'm going to say Requiem for a Bean.
Okay. This Requiem for a Bean movie where Sean Bean dies is from 1995. Mm-hmm. Leonard gives it 3 stars. Mm-hmm. He says about this movie that it's... wow. He says it has eye-popping stunts. And he also says about it that it is... all these things give it away. I'll just say Minnie Driver is in it.
Minnie Driver.
Well, I've definitely not seen this movie.
Shit. Wait.
I saw it, and I don't remember Minnie Driver being in it. And there are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 names.
I will take a risk. Or do I? Oh, do I challenge?
What?
Do I say how many names?
You pick the category, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you go first.
So I 0.
0 names, he says. So,
I can do it in 10 names. So I guess name that movie, Brett.
Ronin?
For the win. What?
Ronin?
That's incorrect.
Fuck! Shit.
Yeah, it's GoldenEye. Yeah, was he in Ronin and died in it?
He was in Ronin.
Okay.
I assume he doesn't die.
Doesn't die.
All right.
He dies in like I looked it up on the internet. He dies in like 10 or 15 films.
Right. He died in Fellowship.
People always killing that guy all the time. All right, we've got a tie between Ricky and Steve and Brett. Let's get this over with. Let's kill this fucker. So Steve challenged Brett. So that means we start with Ricky and go to Steve. So Ricky, would you like would you like Everybody Dies? That's movies where everybody dies. Or at Diarrhea Volcano suggested.
Bummer.
Suggested. Oh, Dawn of the Dead, which is movies where Don Cheadle dies.
Bitching.
Everybody's been obsessed with dying lately. I should lighten it up a little bit. So we'll also go with another installment of My Fife, and that's movies where somebody plays a flute for some reason.
I'm gonna go with Everybody Dies.
Okay, Everybody Dies at the end of this movie. It's from 2008. 3 stars from Leonard. He says that that this movie runs on pure adrenaline. And he also says that it is, it's got some good shocks. Good shocks. Runs on pure adrenaline. Good shocks. 2008, Everybody Dies. 3 stars. And there are 7 names listed.
I can name that in 7 names.
Oh, I love when you bid giggle.
Okay,
so then we're going to Steve.
I can name it in 6 names. I believed it, too. That was a really good bit giggle.
Brett?
I can name it in 5 names.
The worst giggle.
It's a really disgusting giggle that you have.
It's my gig. My
it sounds
giggles.
Unhealthy.
It's my giggles.
Shame.
I'm gonna say name it.
Really?
Yeah.
So. All right. We could. This is gonna lead to either a 4-way tie or the win for Brett Gelman. How many names did you say?
5.
I was lost in this magical giggle. All right.
Should get that giggle.
I feel pretty
out.
Good about it. Do you want the clues again, Brett?
Yeah.
2008, 3 stars from Leonard.
Mm-hmm.
Pure Adrenaline, something right. like that, yeah. And then Good Shocks. And the five names are Chris Mulkey, Odette Eustman, Mike Vogel, Michael Stahl David, and TJ Miller.
Ooh. What is it? You don't have any is idea?
Is it TJ? What was...
Oh, T.J. Miller's been about seven movies total.
Yeah, I know.
Most of them
everybody
not
dies
Pure Adrenaline.
In the movie. Yeah, everybody dies in the movie.
Did everyone die and she's out of their league? She's out of your league? Their league.
Oh, 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 oh. What the fuck is the name of that movie?
Five seconds. Five.
Oh my God.
Four. Three.
It's,
two.
It's
one.
Highborn. What the fuck was the name?
We have a four-way tie.
Oh shit! What was it called again?
Cloverfield.
Yeah. Shit.
TJ's not gonna be happy when he
What is it, Clyborn?
The aliens Clyborn. Don't die.
What a moron.
What is it, Clydesdales? Is that that movie where New York is attacked by Clydesdales? It's all found footage.
Oh no.
Oh, that was fun.
Clyborn. Why would anybody name a movie that?
All right, we start with Steve and go to Ricky. This is the tie-breaking point. We're going to get out of here. Steve, I will let you choose from any of the categories you've heard so far tonight, if you can remember any of them.
The Seinfeld one.
Okay, Seinfeld. This movie's got one of the four main, you know, not Newman. This has got... This has got, you know, Jerry or Elaine or George or Cosmo Kramer in it. Two stars from Leonard. It's from 1989, is that what it says?
Oh,
yeah, 89.
Fuck.
And he says about this movie that the story is threadbare. And he also says that the star scripted it with the director. From 1989, two stars. And... the category, of course, was... what was the category?
Seinfeld.
Okay. And there are 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 14 names. How many names, Steve?
Five.
Name wow. that movie.
Wow.
Fuck.
You got five names. You want the clues again? Two stars, 1989. Story's threadbare. Director.
No, I don't want the
it.
Clues again. You gotta wait for me to answer that.
Director scripted it with the
star. Is it?
The star. And you get four names, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you might as well hear them.
Sure.
Emo Phillips.
Yep.
Sue Ann Langton. Fran Drescher. Mm. And John Paragon.
UHF.
That's correct.
Steve wins.
Yeah.
Human.
Not Newman.
Yep.
Not Newman.
Michael Richards, of course, was in that. And so Steve, I just gave Shane 2 points. That's wrong. Steve is our winner. And so he won for Cal. So
yeah.
Cal, could you come and get your bag of prizes and your cupcakes? Here, don't forget your cupcakes. Enjoy. Thanks, Cal. And do we have any? Did they write the shitheads on the back of their? That one has one. Yeah. Is there one on the back of that somewhere?
Oh, he took
no?
his hat.
Okay, you just come write it down over here, sir. And then Tara, where's your? Did you write a shithead on the back? Let's pass it down here. The cookies. I'm gonna keep them. What does that say? Oh. Wait, why does Cal's hat come flying back in?
Does he have shit hats on there?
No, he won't.
Oh, he doesn't.
He doesn't get shit.
Sorry, Cal.
He doesn't get shit, head. All right. Let me see what this one says. All right. These are pretty good, I guess. Anything to plug, Steve, really quick before we go?
Bridgetown Comedy this weekend. And have a nice weekend, guys.
That's in Portland, Oregon. I'm going to be doing a bunch of shows there too as well. And Brett, what do you got coming up?
I'll be there too, and then Eagle Heart premieres, season two premieres on Thursday.
Watch it.
Nice.
On April 12th. That's Thursday, right? Yeah.
Yeah, with Chris Elliott.
Please watch it.
Shane, what's up?
Going to Portland with you guys.
Oh, wow. Everybody's going to Portland. And then you got any other shows coming up? Or what's your website called?
It's ShaneMoss.com or Shane.
Yeah, yeah. And you've got a whole thing on there where you explain to dudes when they should ask a girl out. Maximum bonage maximum baby potential.
Yes.
And Ricky, what's the name of that movie that you got to do that scene
Hell Baby.
With Tom Lennon and Robert Ben Grant are directing it?
Yeah, Rob Corddry's in it. That's who I have my scene with.
That's awesome.
Oh, wait, I don't know if I'm supposed to say that. Oh, well. Spoiler. Oh, well.
That Rob Corddry gets to look at you naked all day?
Yeah.
Are you going to jump into a robe in between takes, or are you going to just keep it out there the whole day like some weirdos do?
I'm going to jump into a robe because
the real surprise will be on Rob Corddry if you have your period.
Yeah. Garfunkel and Oates is playing Meltdown on the 18th, and then we're doing Bonnaroo whenever that is.
April 18th, Meltdown here in Los Angeles, and then in June, I think it's like around the 8th, 9th, and 10th at Bonnaroo.
Yep.
And, I forgot a couple.
Oh, what else you got?
My podcast, Gelmania, is coming out.
Oh, yes, of course.
The new episode is coming out sometime this week, I believe. If not next week, and I'll be on The Office on Thursday as well.
Nice. Yeah, and Ricky also has a podcast called Making It.
Yep.
With Ricky Lindholm.
Now I'm on the Indoor Kids on the Nerdist channel.
All right. Could you do your plugs when asked?
And I just shit my pants.
I tour from clubs and colleges all over the country.
Oh, okay. And I'll be at the Bray Improv on Monday, April 16th with the aforementioned Graham Elwood. And the Action Fest is going on in Asheville, North Carolina this weekend. So go to that if you can. And thanks again to my guests. And thank you guys. As always, Andrew Lloyd Webber is a shithead. Hugh Hefner is a shithead. And Jordan's Baseball is a shithead.
Another talkie, Isaac Bolt is viewing prowess, makes it pop.